Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Oh, I'm so thankful we have this opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord. And oh, I'm just kind of happy Sam chose that song when the battle's over. You know, I just have to tell on him just a little bit. I just remember, you know, that song when Sam was a little fella. He would go around singing that song, "When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown." And you know, the only thing is, when it came to that last line, I think he said a nice and shiny crown. And I always thought, oh, that's just so special. But anyway, praise the Lord. That's a neat memory. That seemed like that was one of his favorite songs from the very beginning. And, you know, just because I'm his mother, I just happen to know it's also his birthday today. Yes, praise the Lord. So we wish Brother Samuel a very happy birthday. Praise the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Amen. Oh, the goodness of the Lord to prevail. Amen. Oh, our God is good. And I'm so thankful for my son. Amen. I know when he was born, you know, I just remember as I was holding him there. The first time, I think, as they were taking me down the hall after he was born, and it just came to me. It just was in my heart. This is my little preacher boy. And praise the Lord, how good our God is. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Praise our God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that we can come before thee. It is such a privilege, Lord, to open up thy word, to have thy word, Lord. And we just thank you for what you have done in our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, you have redeemed us. You have set us free, Lord. You brought us to this place tonight, Lord. Oh, God, wherever we are gathered, Lord. Oh, God, to be together, Lord, in heavenly places with you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd move here tonight. I pray, oh Lord, that you'd work through this word. Oh God, that, oh God, you would anoint this word. Oh God, that it would speak to our hearts. Oh God, for we need you, Lord, in these perilous times. We need your help, Lord Jesus. We need you to touch us afresh, oh God, and to give us those things that we have need of. Oh Lord, from your spiritual realm, oh Lord Jesus. God, I just pray, oh Lord, that you'd meet the needs of your people, Lord, that you would touch your people afresh. Oh God, I pray that you'd give us the strength to carry on. Oh God, to win this battle. Oh God, to carry on, Lord. Oh God, to fight this good fight of faith, Lord. Oh God, to lay hold on eternal life. Oh Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts. Oh God, talk to us. Give us that faith. Give us that courage. Help us to win this war, oh Lord, that we all are part of. Oh God, we could do nothing without you. And I just pray, oh Lord, that you'd use this word, that you'd give me the words, Lord, the authority, the ability, the anointing, all that comes from thee, Lord Jesus, that you touch us afresh, each and every one of us, God. Give us that strength that we need, oh Lord, that ability, oh God, to carry on, and oh God, be able to stand before you and having won this war of the flesh, oh God, oh Lord, this war of our soul, Lord. Oh God, I pray this in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that the devil be bound, let him have no place here. Oh God, let your word go forth, oh God, with thy strength, with thy faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are engaged in a battle here. Yes, we're going to call this message the Good Fight of Faith. And, oh, yes, as we begin here tonight, you know, we're just going to just realize, you know, God has promised us strength to prevail. But he never said that we were going to have an easy road, that, you know, it was going to be simple Simon, so to speak, to go through this world. You know, that isn't the promise. We know that we're to enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, as we are so told. but rather we are to enter into that straight gate, that narrow way. Oh, yes, because the straight gate, the narrow way, leads to eternal life. And how worth it is going to be when we stand before Jesus and hear him say, well done. Amen. But oh yes, there is a point that I do want to make here tonight. And that point is that in this life, we are going to have to fight. There is a battle before us. We have an adversary. And in order to win this battle, we are going to have to fight. Amen. But it's a good fight of faith. Amen. Oh, yes, when we let the Lord rule and reign in our lives, we let the Lord guide and direct us and have his way in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just look at some scripture right now. Praise God. Here in Matthew 10, let's just read a little bit. Jesus said in verse 34, this is Matthew 10, verse 34, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we have the words of eternal life before us. And what a privilege it is. Oh, yes, last week, I know I did read the scripture there from 1 Peter 5. And I'd like to turn there right now and read it again here. You could go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. It tells us here, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it tells us clearly, yes, the need to be sober, to take God's word seriously, in other words, to be vigilant, which means to be watchful, alert. The reason being, it is that we have an adversary, an enemy. And he's going about as a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But praise the Lord, by the grace of God, we can overcome that devil. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I know we were in Revelation 12, and yes, we read how the church of the living God overcomes by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and that they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. Praise the Lord. And yes, yes, those are key references. But here in 1 Peter 5, verse 9 tells us that we can resist that adversary, that devil, steadfastly in the faith. Praise the Lord. Steadfastly means with authority, firmly resisting him. Oh, yes, rebuking him. All the things that he tries to say and declare, the temptations that come forth. just as Jesus defeated him when he walked this earth, when he was tempted of the devil for 40 days and night. Oh, yes. By the grace of God, by the power of God, we too can overcome. Praise the Lord. And we are told here that we have that ability to resist him. Steadfast in the faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, all of us go through afflictions. Oh yes, we all walk our own road in the sense that our lives are not replicas of one another's. We all have our own cross that we carry. But by the grace of God, we're going to overcome, because there's trouble in this world. There are afflictions in this world. There are conflicts. There is such a thing as persecution. But praise the Lord, we can overcome. And yes, these matters include all of God's people. Yes, we are going to have to fight that good fight of faith. Amen. Let's go now to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Yes, here it tells us here. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, there's some action words here. It tells us clearly that we're going to need to fight this good fight of faith. Oh, yes, there's going to have to be some strength given. Oh, yes, some determination, some vigor. And yes, it tells us to lay hold on eternal life. In other words, we're going to grasp it. Oh, yes, through the eyes of faith. Oh, yes, and go forth and do the things that are needed to do in order to gain the victory over the adversary. Praise the Lord. And yes, we're called to that walk. And thank God for that call. When he called us unto repentance, we heard that call and we gave heed. Oh, what a wonderful day. And therefore came a profession of faith. And yes, as we live our life, it's a good profession before many witnesses, as we walk with the Lord into his will. Amen. But oh yes, we do have an adversary. There's going to be opposition in this world. There are going to be battles. There are going to be ups and downs. Sometimes it might seem like the whole world is against us. Sometimes it might be our best friend or our families. But praise the Lord, through the grace and strength of Jesus Christ, through the faith of God, we can overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to talk about fighting that good fight of faith here tonight. Amen. Let's go to the book of Colossians here. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Colossians, the very first chapter. I want to read a portion of it here and talk about it. Praise the Lord, by the grace of God. It tells us here in Colossians chapter 1, we go to verse 9. It reads, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with a knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." And praise the Lord, this is Paul writing to this church at Colossae here, and with Timothy, his brother and fellow worker. And yes, he's addressing it to the saints that are Colossae, the faithful brethren in Christ. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, he had a fervent desire here to edify them with these words. And he said in that verse 9 that is not ceasing to pray for them. And oh, I know how it is, how God puts one another, you know, in our hearts, on our hearts, so that we can pray. And sometimes we might not understand, you know, the great need, but sometimes it's quite a forceful urge that, you know, we need to pray for an individual, or a circumstance, a problem. And of course, Paul is referencing that need to pray and not ceasing to pray for them. He had a great desire for these people, this church, yes. He desired that they would be filled with a knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and to have spiritual understanding. He was trusting that they would walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing. Okay, let me just read verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And praise the Lord, this is, you know, a bit about, you know, the instructions, you know, the heart of a leader here, that, you know, those that are a part of the ministry, that great desire that those individuals could be presented worthily before the Lord, you know, pleasing God with their life that they have lived and bringing forth fruit, being fruitful in every good work. And oh yes, that desire to increase in the knowledge of God. Oh, when it comes to God's knowledge, it's like you could never fully learn it all. There's always more and more. But what a thing to strive for. Amen. We want to always be increasing in the knowledge of God. And when we stand before the living God, we want to be fruitful. We want to be pleasing in His sight. We know that we're going to have to be strengthened by our God. Verse 11 reads, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Wow, these are quite the statements. That strengthening has to be God's strength, His enablement, not ours. It's all according to His glorious power. Oh, we could do nothing without the Lord. We could do nothing without His strength, that ability that He gives us, and, you know, strengthening with all might. Oh, yes, the Almighty God. Oh, yes, who gives us His might so that we can fight the battles that are on this earth and prevail, the spiritual battles that we all encounter. Wow, the end unto all patience and long suffering. It says with joyfulness. Oh, when you're going through a battle, it's not so easy to be joyful. But you know, I know that Paul realized that there was a very definite end to these struggles, the tribulations, all the discouraging things. I'm just turning here briefly to Romans, that fifth chapter. Let's just read verses 3, 4, and 5. It says, and not only so, but we glory, or in other words, we rejoice in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise the Lord. So you see, there's a part that tribulation pays in our walk with the Lord. That walk with God, it plays this role that, you know, it's going to bring forth patience. And that patience brings forth experience. You know, when you're going through a battle, it's very helpful to look back and see how the Lord has helped you to come through in the past. I know David, the king, the psalmist, did that at Ziklag, you know, when, oh yes, he came to that place, he and his men, and found that the city had been burned, and the enemy had taken all their possessions, their wives, and their children. There was nothing left. And it was so pitiful, so hard to see, and always realized that, you know, they just sat there and wept. And then the men talked about stoning David. Oh, what a moment that must have been. But we are told in the scripture that David encouraged himself in the Lord. We don't know the exact situations he used to encourage himself. But oh my, I can just imagine that he thought about the triumphs that God has given him. Maybe he thought about that moment when, oh yes, by faith he came and fought Goliath. And he fell. And whatever all it was, those experiences helped him to gain confidence that God was going to take him through the situation at hand. And sure enough, God gave him the plan and worked out every detail. And they were able to recover everything, including their wives and children and all their possessions. God worked it out. But praise the Lord, David at that point did not give in to defeat or despair. He just didn't let those tears overwhelm him to the point where he could do nothing. Those threats of them stoning him. Oh my, no, he let the Lord work in him. Oh yes, he was strengthened by the encouragement that came forth with his experiences. And therefore he was able to go on. Oh yes, it brought forth hope. Hope that everything could be recovered. Yes, and indeed, as verse 5 here in Romans 5 states, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we are fighting. Oh, battles. Oh, yes, as we walk this earth. But the Lord puts a hope in our hearts. Oh, yes. Oh, a hope that one day these battles will be ended. And we're going to be at home. Oh, yes, on the other side. Oh, in that new Jerusalem that God has prepared for his people. Amen. To be forever with our Lord. Oh, having gained the victory, having fought the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here in Colossians 1, it says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Oh, praise the Lord. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Amen. Oh, what a victory is ahead for the children of God. Amen. And therefore, yes, there cometh joy when we realize what is ahead of us and how the Lord will go before us and make a way. Amen. Giving us the ability to glory in our tribulations. Amen. Praise God. Long-suffering with joyfulness. Praise the Lord. And then verse 12 here in Colossians 1 tells us, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, praise the Lord. It's only because of God. And how we can appreciate his goodness, his graciousness. Oh, how he talked to our hearts and helped us to see our great need to turn our lives over to the living God. Praise the Lord. And how we need to give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet. In other words, hath made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, praise the Lord, that's not a small undertaking. Oh, to take us from the vile individual that we once were, you know, the rebellious, sinful nature that we once had, and to change us. Oh, yes, so that we can be suitable, fit, meet, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And all that inheritance, 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 4, tells us that inheritance is incorruptible. It's undefiled. It doesn't fade away, that fadeth not away. And praise the Lord, Peter said, it's reserved in heaven for you. Praise the Lord, what a gift we have been given. Oh, what a hope we have in our hearts, amen. Oh, there's nothing on earth to compare to an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, that's reserved in heaven for us. Oh, what a beautiful thing. I mean, oh my, things down here crumble. I found that out yesterday. I walked into my walk-through closet, and I'm thinking, why does it feel so crumbly under my feet? And then I looked up, and lo and behold, oh my, there was a big hole in the ceiling of my walk-through closet. Oh yeah, a lot of the plaster had fallen down, and there's a big hole, big gap. I could see the rafters that are above me there that are in the attic. And, oh, just a taste of how corruptible this earth is. Oh, yes, how things, you know, are not made to last in this world. They all have limitations. And, yes, they're easily defiled. Oh, my, they can easily be taken away. But we have so much to look forward to. Oh, in that kingdom of our God, that kingdom of heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. An inheritance of the saints in light, an inheritance that is incorruptible. It isn't going to see any corruption like the things of this earth. Oh, praise the Lord. It's undefiled. Oh, praise the Lord. It's pure. It's holy. It's wonderful. It doesn't fade away. And besides that, it's got a name tag on it. It says it's reserved in heaven for you. Praise the Lord. That's so beautiful. Amen. And verse 13 here in Colossians 1 goes on to say, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, my, there's been a great transfer. We were all once sinners. We were once all in this worldly kingdom, this corruptible kingdom. Oh, there has been a change when we are born again. Not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, as Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1, that 23rd verse. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, there's been a great transfer for the people of God. We who once walked in the darkness, and we were all back there. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, yes, we were all in that kingdom at one point. But praise the Lord, oh yes, when we were born again of the water and of the Spirit, we were transferred or translated into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of his dear Son. Yes, because we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ and even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, praise the Lord, what a story we have. Oh, yes, going to the 21st verse here in Colossians, oh, it describes the person that we once were. It says in verse 21 here in Colossians, the first chapter, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now have ye reconciled. Oh, we've been bought back. We've been reconciled. Praise the Lord by the gift of God, by his precious blood that he shed for us. In the body of his flesh, through death. Yes, and he says to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Oh, yes. Well, that's the great need. When we stand before him, we want to be holy, separated from the world, without any blame, unblameable and unreprovable, nothing to reprove us of, having won the victory. Oh, yes, without blemish, without blame. Oh, praise the Lord in the sight of all living God. Oh, the mighty God, our faithful God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But there is a condition here. We look at verse 23 here in Colossians 1. It tells us, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. All the glorious gospel that goes forth. Oh, yes. We may not totally understand how it reaches the sinner, but praise the Lord, we can have a little part in that. We share our testimony with those that are without. But there is a need. Our salvation has a condition to it. It says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. In other words, it's not once saved, always saved, as some profess, as some think. No, it's not like that. You know, we've got to continue walking with the Lord. Our faith has to be grounded in the truth. It has to be settled in our heart. And we don't want to be moved away from it. Oh, I tell you what, it is possible to backslide. But by the grace of God, we're not going to go that route. We're going to stay firm in our faith. We're going to keep believing God. We're going to keep moving on toward that higher ground. Amen. Oh, yes, we're not going to be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, in which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Oh, praise the Lord. It's such a gift that we have been given. Oh, to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. To be born again of a seed that is not going to know corruption. Oh, praise the Lord. What a gift we have been given. Oh, thank the Lord. I'd just like to turn to Ephesians, the second chapter here, just a moment. It also talks about, oh, the great details that came to pass when we were turned over to the living God, when we are made alive by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Describes it here in chapter 2 of Ephesians. Verse 1 says, and you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. In other words, we were made alive. We didn't realize before we knew the Lord that we were dead. We were spiritually dead in those trespasses and sins, those things that we did. But praise the Lord, there was one that came and made us aware of those sins so that we could turn them over to the living God in repentance. Oh, praise the Lord and obey the gospel. Praise the Lord, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. The need, oh, to die out to sins, to be buried in the waters of baptism for the remission of sins. Oh, yes, with the receiving of the gift of the Holy Ghost, that resurrecting power of God. Amen. Here it begins to describe the old life, the old man in verse 2 here of Ephesians 2. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, that describes us all. We all walked in that way. Our conduct, our conversation was just, you know, according to the desires of the heart, the natural man. But praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there was a great transfer. Oh, as we were taken, oh, yes, from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, how he took us and quickened us, making us alive in Christ Jesus. And then he raised us up together, oh, that we could sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. What a gift we've been given. Oh, as we worship him, as we praise him, oh, we realize the greatness of his power. Oh, as he comes down to bless us, oh, praise the Lord, that realization. Oh, we're sitting together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Our minds are on the Lord Jesus. We're, oh, praying in the Spirit. And, oh, yes, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Oh, what a gift we have been given. Oh, as he comes down to make himself known to us, to sit with us, to sit with us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, the book of Revelation talks about how he walks among the candlesticks, among the churches. The Lord walks among his people. And praise the Lord, when we worship him, he comes down, oh yes, to be there with us, to sit with us together in heavenly places. Oh, praise the Lord for his greatness, his goodness to the children of men. Oh, thank the Lord. We can praise him now. And oh, yes, we will praise him. Oh, again and again, forever in heaven. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's go into some more detail to learn how to overcome this battle here on this earth, how to fight this good fight of faith. Let's go now to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Praise our God. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start with verse 10. Verse 10 tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Again, we're leaning on Jesus. Our strength is in the Lord. Oh, yes, any might is from God. It's from him. It's his might, his power, his strength. We learn to lean on Jesus. If we try to do it of our own self, with our own strength, we're not going to make it. It has to be the Lord. So here, yes, we're admonished. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And this is what we do. Verse 11 tells us, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, we know that we have an adversary. And yes, he's clever. There are wiles of the devil. In other words, you know, he's tricky. He's clever. He's got schemes. But praise the Lord, if we put on the whole armor of God, we're told here that we're going to be able to stand against. In other words, we're going to be able to oppose the wiles of the devil. Oh, praise the Lord. You could not do it with that arm of flesh. That will fail you. But oh, yes, through the blood of Jesus Christ, by putting on this armor, we could go forward and stand against the wiles of the devil. We are told in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, this opposition comes from unseen entities. Oh, it's from the spiritual realm. Oh, the devil that opposes us. And oh, yes, he has his cohorts. And oh, his people that, you know, play that role as an adversary to oppose the people of God. But again, by the mercy of God, we're able to fight this good fight of faith. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, tells us, verse 3, 4, and 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord, that's where our strength is. Oh my, if we had a fleet, you know, of military people, we could not win the battle by that strength. No, the weapons of that spiritual warfare that we are fighting is not carnal. It's not physical, in other words. But it's through God. It's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, we are so privileged to be able to go before the Lord. Oh, prayer changes things. We can bring down strongholds. Oh, yes, through our prayers, our talks with the Lord. Oh, yes, our coming against the enemy. It tells us here, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, it's talking about those thoughts that come to mind that are contrary to the Scripture. And you know, the devil may cover it up. Oh, he knows Scripture, and he may take a part of it and make you think that it's his or that it's God's, and therefore try to captivate us. That's why we need to apply the Word of God. That's why we need to know the Word of God, so that we can recognize the wiles of the devil, his tricks. Oh, yes. And, you know, by applying the Scripture, by being close to the Lord, we can know the devices of the enemy. And yes, when our imagination conjures up some kind of thought pattern, oh my, we need to check it out. Because that is a trend that the devil tries to encourage. But applying the Word of God and the power of God in our lives, we can cast down those imaginations. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, everything that is contrary to the Word of God, he talks about bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, yes, if these wandering thoughts are not of faith, if they're not scriptural, then they need to be brought into captivity. Oh, they need to be rebuked. They need to be put down. They need to be defeated by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has given us that enablement to be able to fight in that manner. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But, oh yes, they are mighty. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, in the spirit we can do things that could never, never be done in the flesh. Oh, yes, there's so many things. Oh, there's nothing impossible with God. All those things that oppose us can be brought down to the obedience of Christ. We will stand and fight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, but let's put on that armor. And it goes to tell us here in Ephesians, that sixth chapter, verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. And we're talking about the whole armor, not just a part of it. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Oh, to withstand means to resist, to oppose, to overcome. There are going to be battles in this life. But through the power of God, through the armor of God, we can withstand those things. And we can continue to stand regardless of the circumstances. He's going to tell us how here. Verse 14 states, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, the truth of God's word. Oh, yes, how we are to buy the truth and sell it not. How we are to regard it. We know that only the truth will set us free. And all that freedom is from sin. Thank the Lord. Oh, yes, it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can withstand. But all we want to cover ourselves and have our loins girt or covered, surrounded like a girdle around us with truth. And then, besides that, we want to have the breastplate of righteousness upon us. Of course, we know it's not our own righteousness. It's righteousness that is in Jesus Christ. Oh, we could never have righteousness of our own that would prevail. But the one who came to this earth to make intercession for us. Oh, praise the Lord, he hath prevailed. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. And verse 18:2, I'll read. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the idols he will repay recompense. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you what, verse 19 is mighty powerful too. I think I better read it. It says here in Isaiah 59, verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, that is so beautiful. Sometimes it seems like, you know, the enemy is coming in with his attempt to drown us. But praise the Lord, oh, there is power from the Lord Jesus Christ. There is authority. And sometimes it means just calling upon that name which is above every name, that name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord coming in to lift up a standard against those that oppose, the circumstances that are coming against us, that enemy that is coming in like a flood. Praise the Lord, this is the promise. Thank the Lord, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord to lift up a standard against him. Oh, thank the Lord, we can rebuke the enemy. We can rebuke the old devil and know that he will flee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, and he did come, and he is coming again. Amen. Oh, he's coming for those that have turned from transgression in Jacob. Praise the Lord, his people. Oh, yes, that have turned their sins over to the living God. Back here in Ephesians 6, oh, as part of that breastplate, we're told in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, no wonder. Yes, we're told that need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, praise the Lord. We can't divide the word of truth unless we know it. And therefore, we need to study. Oh, yes, because our feet must be shod, are covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So there's that preparatory work that needs to be done. Amen. So that our feet can have those kind of shoes that we are prepared to go forth with the gospel of peace. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh, what a wonder this is, that faith that brings us to the Lord Jesus. Oh, we know that when we come to God, we must have faith. But oh, if we can continue with faith and we can hold that faith, oh, before us, that shield of faith. You know, David, when he came before Goliath, he refused the armor that Saul offered him. But you know what? He didn't need it. He didn't need it because he had the shield of faith. Oh, yes, he was believing that God was going to be with him. God was going to help him to defeat that giant. God was going to help him to do that feat that he could never have done otherwise. Oh, that Goliath who was covered with his armor, had only one little spot where it seemed that he was vulnerable. But oh, how the Lord directed David's sling and that stone. Oh, praise the Lord, it hit that spot. Oh, God knows how to help us to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh, our God knows how to help us to aim, how to go forth, how to quench, how to stop, in other words, all the fiery darts of the wicked, all the opposition. It's faith. Oh, that faith in God. Oh, yes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Oh, it's by the power of God that we go forth and do these feats and do these wonders. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It's not by strength. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, the Lord of hosts. Oh, our God. Praise the Lord. It's by him. But praise the Lord, we can carry that shield of faith, knowing that if God is with us, great things can be accomplished. Miracles can come forth. His will can be done. Those strongholds can be brought down. It's faith. Oh, that helps us to know. Oh, yes. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's faith. It helps us to believe the things that even seem impossible can be accomplished by the faith of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a shield we have, that shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench, to stop all the fiery darts of the wicked, one after the other. Oh, it might seem that we're being bombarded. One trial, one test right after the other. But what stops it? It's faith. Oh, the faith in Jesus Christ, that shield, oh, that repels those fiery darts that try to hit us and weaken us. Oh, and it causes us to lose the battle if they only could. But no, we take faith. We take that shield. And oh, it stands before us. The Word of God, the faith of Jesus Christ, to stop, to repel all the fiery darts of the wicked, all the opposition. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, what gifts we've been given. Oh, the power of God. Oh, praise the Lord. We don't have to be defeated. We don't have to give up. We must not give up. We must go forth. We must keep fighting that good fight of faith. We must lay hold on eternal life. Amen. And we're told in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus came clothed with that helmet of salvation, as we read in Isaiah 59. Oh, yes, we take that helmet of salvation, that which he bought for us on the cross of Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord. And clothed us with it. Praise the Lord. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful sword of the Spirit. Oh, how we need to know the Word of God, how we need to apply it. Oh, we're told in Hebrews, that fourth chapter, what the Word of God is. Hebrews 4, verse 12, tells us, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, that's the word of God. Quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, it pierces right through, even soul and spirit, even joints and marrow. And wow, it discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, there's nothing that you can keep covered. In fact, that 13th verse here in Hebrews 4 tells us, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, isn't that amazing? Yes, there's nothing, there's no creature, there's no person that is not going to be revealed and is not manifest or revealed in the sight of God. In the sight of God, all things are obvious. They're naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He sees right through the heart. He knows the thoughts. He knows the intentions. He knows the desires. He knows the conniving. He knows of hypocrisy. And how we want to be in accord with the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And how we need to take that helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's no wonder Jesus said in John 5:39 that ye just search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Oh my, yes, the Word of God, the powerful Word of God. Oh, we have that wonderful Psalm 119 that brings out so many aspects of the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, yes, it knows how to keep us. So praise the Lord. We need to know his statutes and his ways. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 33 here in Psalms 119. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go with the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Go there from Psalms 119, verses 33-38. Oh, what words of life we are given here, and how we want to apply them. Amen. We need the word of God. For it tells us in verse 89 here in Psalms 119, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's amazing here. Oh, it tells us in verse 97 here in this 119th Psalm, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 104 says, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false ways. Well, how we need to know the word of God, how we need to apply it, that sword of the Spirit. Praise the Lord, how we need to use it. Oh, yes. Verse 105 here in Psalms 119 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It shows us how to walk. Yes, how to go. It guides us. It directs us. And how we need it. Oh, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 tells us, oh, yes, as we put on the armor of God, we need to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. You know, it's a constant thing, this walk with the Lord. It's something to be persistent over, you know. We're to be praying and watching with awe, perseverance. In other words, very persistently, continuously, with prayer and supplications. Oh, yes, making intercession, making our requests known unto the Lord, our petitions, and watching thereunto, making sure that our lives are directed in the way of the Lord, that we haven't strayed, we haven't gotten off course, we haven't forgotten something that we needed to remember. Oh, how we need to be directed. How we need the word of the Lord. These words of eternal life. This living word that speaks to us. Oh, yes, and how we need to pray. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. When we're walking with the Lord, our life becomes a walk of prayer. As he talks to us and brings people to our minds, how we have that wonderful ability through the Spirit of the living God to bring those petitions, those needs before the Lord. Many times not even understanding why we are being so directed. But praise God, the Spirit of the Lord doesn't make mistakes. Oh yes, He knows of a need that we couldn't possibly be aware of. He knows how to talk to us and to prepare us and cause us to make intercession for such a one, for such a situation. Oh, things even before they happen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, how we need the Word of God, how we need to walk in His ways, how we need to apply that armor of God. We're not going to be able to do this walk with the Lord. We're not going to be able to fight this good fight of faith by ourselves with our own strength, our own abilities, with our own intellect. That's not going to work. It's going to take the Lord, His strength, His might, His armor, so that we can stand and oppose the wiles of the devil. Amen. But oh yes, we have these promises. We can just walk in His ways and we can just have this armor applied in our daily moments, that we can withstand, we can resist, we can oppose, we can overcome, we can fight that good fight of faith. Amen. We can withstand in the evil day. And oh, how the evil is upon us. Oh, we are seeing things that we once thought were possibly in the making, but it's coming to pass before our very eyes. And again, I say, we're not going to be able to fight all that opposition of our own self. No, we need the armor. We need our loins girt about with the truth of God's Word. We need to have His breastplate of righteousness upon us. Oh, yes, our feet need to be shod or prepared with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And oh, how we need that shield of faith. Oh, we can't do it without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Oh, yes, to be diligent, to give it our very best effort. Oh, yes, to seek Him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need Him. We need that faith to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And oh, on our heads, oh, that helmet of salvation. Oh, yes, that helmet. You know, I thought, wow, we do a lot of work in my room where the plaster is coming down. We probably better have a helmet on so, you know, the plaster doesn't fall on our heads. But oh my, let's apply that spiritually. We must have the Lord's helmet of salvation applied to our lives. We must obey the gospel and walk in it. Oh, praise the Lord. If we're going to live for the Lord, if we're going to overcome, we have to have that helmet of salvation applied to our hearts. And oh, how we need the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, praise the Lord. With all of this weaponry in the spiritual realm, we can fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, we need to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, yes, to be like that widow in that 18th chapter of the book of Luke, who, oh, yes, was persistent, who kept on going before that unjust judge and asking him to avenge her of her adversary. Oh, she didn't do it just once. No, she didn't do it just twice. No, she was continually coming before him. Oh, yes, and making the fuss. And yes, bringing forth a request. And we know that there was a moment, yes, when that unjust judge gave in to her plea. Oh, yes, to her demands. Oh, yes, because she persisted, because she didn't give up. Oh, because, yes, she continued, even when it was annoying and it was hard for her. She kept on doing it. And so it is with us. Oh, we must not give in. Oh, to the temptations of this world. Oh, to the testing of this world. But oh, we want to continue. Oh, we want to be strong in the faith. Oh, we want to be shielded from the evil. We want to be victorious. We want to be able to stand before the living God. And having overcome. Oh, yes, having walked this world. But having overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Oh, praise the Lord. One verse here in Jude, the 20th verse, it says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's how we pray always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's how we build up our holy faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Letting the Lord pray through us. And yes, having put on that armor. Oh, yes, so that we may be able to stand, to oppose all the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord, to be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Oh, praise the Lord, and we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't we? Praise the Lord. Psalms 140, verse 7 says, "O God, the Lord, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle." Oh, praise the Lord, that's our God, his armor protecting us. Oh, praise the Lord, that helmet upon our heads, an application of his armor. Praise the Lord, oh, that covering of our heads in the day of battle. We're walking this earth. Oh, yes, it's perilous, it's troublesome, it's difficult. But oh, yes, through the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's how we win. Oh, praise the Lord. That's how we get through this world. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. We're not going to change our mind. We're not going to turn around. We're going to keep on walking and applying the Word of God. And allowing his strength, his ability to enable us, his armor to take us through this world and help us to prevail against the wiles of the devil, of the enemy, of the adversary. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Talk to us. Guide us. Lead us. Oh, Lord, be with us. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord, the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our Melodies of Praises hymnal to number 30 and sing Standing on the Promises. Number 30. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. and the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting my Savior and my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.